if you have never improvised. You will find that as you play, ideas seem to act as springboards for new ideas, all working in a continuum. You will be astounded at the variety and number of ideas offered up to you by your imagination. Too often we are busy, frantically seeking, driven by an insatiable appetite for more and more, when we have not even begun to use that which is already stored within the mind, ready to be activated and multiplied through creative use as ideas branch off and merge with others in a myriad of combinations. We are all born with the ability to improvise. We have the innate mental and physical ability to respond to situations instantaneously. We need to let go of those mental censures that oppose creative impulses. We need to learn to trust an all-knowing part of ourselves that is always ready to serve. One of the most important things is to always try to be aware of the state of mind we are in. When the negating energy is strong, we will do well to wait for it to pass, as in time it will. There are times when everything comes together, and there are times where nothing seems to go right. At these times, one must decide whether to go at it again and again, or to walk away from it and ease into it a bit later. Sometimes it is difficult enough just to get started. These are techniques for coping with such blocks. Do a series of musical doodles, and at a later time you can see if there is anything salvageable, either in and of itself or as a base or springboard for other ideas, as you listen back to your recording. Chances are you will find many moments of pleasant surprise upon listening to it. To actually start your improvisation, simply let your hands get into motion. Let your hands move as dancers, spending themselves in various gestures and patterns of movement at different speeds, pausing at will. As you relax and get in tune with yourself, your fingers will play in a different manner, as though with an intelligence of their own, and the sounds will begin to change. Allow the natural integration of that which is conscious and that which is intuitive, all without expectations. Allow the music to reveal itself rather than be sought out. The very fact that you have allowed this to take place is of greater value than any measure of quality. You might find yourself with an inclination for no more than one note. Begin with that. Intermittently let movements come to rest in your lap. Choose some movements that might accompany the emotion or impulse you're feeling. You may play a phrase this way and then pause. Such pauses are as important as the sounds, in some ways even more so. Think of the dancer who has moved through various steps and come to a stop, poised in a position. Isn't that pause as valid as the movement? What moods do you recognize in yourself? Tap into these various states of mood and extend the mood into movement as you begin to play. You may start with the movements directly expressing an immediate mood. As you respond to the sounds, you may find your mood influenced by those sounds, and this will change your disposition, which will in turn change the course of the music that follows. Don't worry that this will lead to formless and meaningless phrases, because even without logical planning, you will find that some form or other has evolved regardless of the lack of a conscious plan. The mere movement of these ideas can pry loose other masses composed of wisps of the imagination, and more ideas will reveal themselves. In other arts, improvisation and spontaneous creation is a basic part of the standard curriculum, as in painting, where it's not likely that a student will be told that he or she can only paint a model and or only copy masterpieces. The art of improvisation is essential to actors' training, even the rigorous discipline of dance allows for opportunity for improvisation. Some of the greatest artists have described what took place after they stopped studying and were left to explore, in some ways, quote, forgetting everything they had learned. Anyone who has devoted his efforts to the study of music deserves to explore his own musical inclinations. Allow yourself the pleasure of this musical self-discovery.